Welcome to God's Laws for Business. Today, we're covering the subject of the law of creating value. This is such a great law because if you understand it, it will guide you through your business career. And your business will be much more successful when you understand how people value their money and they're willing to take money out of their pocket and exchange it for something that adds value to their life. We use the Word of God for the basis of our teachings. Matthew 7, verse 12 in the Message Bible says this, "Here is a simple rule of thumb guide for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you, then grab the initiative and do it for them. Add up God's laws and the teaching of the prophets, and this is what you get." We also like to quote notable authors that have had success. This comes from Nelson Boswell. "Here is a simple but powerful rule. Always give people more than what they expect to get, and the rest will take care of itself." We also like confessions. Confessions are when you speak with your mouth loud enough for your own ears to hear it. "With God's help, I am an agent of change. My actions today will shape what tomorrow becomes." Keep in mind that the law of creating value does not just apply when you're starting a new business. It really applies in your existing business that's ongoing. The law of creating a value is so critical for your decision making. Also, those businesses that are in trouble and are near bankruptcy or having problems making success, you can learn a lot if you just create value for your customers. God's laws are established in His Word, and we like to review that in both the Old and New Testament. Here's the story of Joseph in Genesis chapter 39 and 41. Joseph worked hard, and he created value in three different situations. Once when he was a slave in Potiphar's house, again when he was in prison in the Egyptian dungeon, and then he created value to Pharaoh, the leader of the world. In each of these cases, he could have been just another slave or just another prisoner, but no, he saw how he could add value to the situation, and it propelled him into leadership. We also see this truth in the New Testament, in Jesus' teaching. In two separate parables, he talks about talents and how talents were given to servants, and they were judged by how they did with what they had. Some servants used their talents to create more value, and others were rebuked because they had the mindset of fear and failure, and they did not use their resources to add value to the master. You can read these stories in Luke chapter 19, verse 21 through 27, and again in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. Read these, study these, see the Word of God in a different light. And again, when God created this earth, He told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. This is found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. You can see the law of creating value throughout history. Each major invention is a result of many small inventions where people saw the opportunity to add value. Each time, people invented something to make our lives easier to live. You should be asking yourself now, how do I create value? Add value in life, and money will follow. That's a key. There are three major methods of creating value. Most businesses combine these methods together to sell their product or service. One of these is transforming a product or material by adding additional value, functionality, or an existing item or material that makes that product or service more usable. It can be as simple as transforming dirt into construction bricks, or transforming raw ingredients into a meal, or transferring chicken feed into eggs, or transforming a broken item into a functional item. Let's hear about Pandu, a young man living in DRC Congo. This is a great story of how he created value. As a young man, Pandu was the victim of an invading rebel attack. He was struck by a stray bullet, paralyzing him from the waist down. Confined to a wheelchair, he felt that he could not add value to anything. But he started with what he had, which was his two hands and a small pile of scrap metal. He took that scrap metal and began bending, cutting, and painting until it became a fantastic-looking toy vehicle. He made wheels that turned and helicopter blades that spin, and rugged-looking off-road trucks. He took that pile of scrap metal and transformed it. With each bend, each cut, each coat of paint, he was adding value to those scraps. So much value that people were paying him for his creations. He started with what he had and added value and was able to make a quality product. He worked hard and used his profits to buy his house and pay for his wedding. Praise God that he didn't give up. You could add value in what we call the transportation business. Transporting products or people can be as simple as transporting some fish you caught to the marketplace. How could you do that? Or transporting wholesale goods to resale directly to the public. Or we all know about transporting people using a boat-a-boat-a or motorcycle. Most people could walk to their destination, but no, they're willing to take money out of their pocket and pay you for a ride. Don't overlook the value of adding something to create enjoyment. People are taking money out of their pocket for things of enjoyment. Now remember, most people use their five senses that make the decision of what they're going to do, where they're going to go, and what they're going to spend their money for. Let's review these. These are your sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell. Well, for sight, does your product look good? Is it packaged well? Does it stand out? Does it have good color? And for sound, there's several things you can do. If you're in a store, you can add the right kind of music. Learn to call people by their first name. People like to hear their name. That has an effect, and that's sound. Now touch. I like to do this when I had my transportation company. I would meet a new customer, and I would reach out with my right hand and shake that hand. A firm, solid handshake told that customer that I was there to take care of them. That's touch. And of course, taste. If you have food, you can give them a small sample, and that would draw them in to understand what they're going to buy. But even if not, you could leave a small mint as a thank you for something that you've done for them or connected with the product they purchased. Think of something that would involve taste, just simple and not expensive. And last but not least is smell. If you have a bakery, you want to open the windows and push the smell of freshly baked bread. You want to push that smell out the window, out the door, so people walking by are drawn in to your business. I think this is so important that I'm going to give some examples that you can relate to drawing all of these five senses into one package. Your entire business should be thinking about how you can roll into your day-to-day life with sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell. Think about what a great restaurant is like. A great restaurant smells good when you walk into it. The smell of food is so good that it tempts you to pull out your wallet right away. It smells like they've been cooking all day, just for you. Now sound. A great restaurant has soft sounds playing in the background, not too loud so you can talk. Not only does it smell and sound good, but a great restaurant looks good as well. It looks clean. No one appreciates having to clean trash off of their table right before they sit down. Having a clean table is not even a part of the restaurant's main product, the food. Many business owners focus on making just their product look good, but they ignore how the other parts of their business look to their customers. For touch, great restaurants feel good to be there. When you get your food, it's the right temperature, not too hot and not too cold. And what about taste? Great restaurants have great tasting food. They have systems in place that make it easy to complete each step in making the meal. They have quality checks in place so that they do not serve bad or spoiled food. Some restaurants even give you a mint at the end of the meal so that you can leave with a sweet treat. Now we must offer just a little word of caution, especially when it comes to the visual arts like painting or drawing, or the performing arts like playing music, or singing, or dancing, those kinds of things. There seems to be a great draw to these kind of things, thinking that you're going to get rich and famous. Also included with someone that's a professional sports player. No matter what the sport, we see people that are making all kinds of money, but very, very few people become rich. and it takes them years and years to get there. So you might want to have an alternate plan in case that dream doesn't work out. I want to point out three main points. You must listen to these and apply them in your life. As an entrepreneur or a business owner, it's your job to figure out how to add value to your product and service to make it stand out to your customers. Adding value is key. It helps to bring you out of the vicious competition with price-focused customers that are simply competing to be the lowest price in town. Adding value to your product or service lifts you up into selling to quality-minded customers. This is the key. You'll always have competition. We'll cover that in another law, how to deal with competition. But right now, how can you add value, something different, so your product is so appealing that people want to look for it? They'll drive by, walk by, and go past other people selling the same product or service you have just to get to you. That's your goal. Point number two is to really understand your customer. Customers are not all the same. They don't come in all looking the same, all wanting the same thing. You've got to be able to read your customer. Remember, customers tend to either be price-focused or value-focused. This is something we're going to discuss a lot when we talk about customer development. You must understand that if you're working on the customer that's only price-focused, it's going to be hard to be quality-minded and have a fair price and make a profit and have them come back again and again and again, because most likely someone else will open up a store down the street and be cheaper than you. And there goes your customer, because all they want is the absolute cheapest thing they can get. We believe that having quality and quality-minded customers is a better way to have success. Then third, the customer should always feel like they've got a good deal. We call this a win-win. If I'm going into a business transaction, I want to win, but I also want the other person to win. That's true when they buy something. They must walk out of your store or finish the exchange of money for their service or product, and they must feel happy. This must feel satisfied. This is really important because this is a big part of having a repeat customer and having somebody that will refer you to other people. Well, this is all the time we have today, and please reconnect with us for the next part of the Law of Creating Value.